plans to watch Democrats duke it out in their next debate.
The second debate from Detroit is again broken up over two nights, 10 candidates apiece. Tonight's lineup includes Montana Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat elected in a state very favorable to President Trump. Bullock failed to qualify for the opening debate last month. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren also share the stage tonight. Frontrunner Joe Biden will wait until tomorrow night, so will California Senator Kamala Harris.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Biden and Harris went at it in the last debate over his opposition to busing. A lawsuit filed against Capital One for a data breach affecting more than 100 million customers.
The FBI says a former tech worker is responsible for the breach. They arrested Paige Thompson, who used to work for Amazon in Seattle. The hacker got access to Social Security and bank account numbers, as well as addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. All of the data stored on Amazon's cloud service.
The Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
A Walmart employee accused of carrying out a deadly shooting at his store in Mississippi. Fox's Gernal Scott has more live.
Steve, the two people shot and killed by the gunmen were store employees. South Haven Police Chief Macon Moore says officers searched and found the gunmen in a parking area. After shooting one of the officers, Chief Moore said the shooter encountered a second cop.
He was struck twice by gunfire from our officer.
The shooter was then arrested and taken to a hospital. South Haven Mayor Darren Musselwhite says his city's officers were prepared for this very recently.
Chief said literally within 10 days we had an active shooter training event.
The mayor now says the shooter was a disgruntled employee, Steve.
Gernal, the FBI asking the public for help as they investigate a mass shooting at a garlic festival in Gilroy, California. A 19-year-old fatally shot three people and wounded 12 before police killed him.
If you have any photos or videos, we have launched a website for you to send those media files.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Craig Fair. Two TSA employees suspended because of an offensive display in a baggage screening area at Miami International Airport. The agency saying it does not tolerate racist behavior but did not provide details about the display. Some news outlets reporting it included a noose. A drone comes to the rescue of a missing man in Maryland.
Jason Blake Mabee was reported missing by his family a week ago, and 5 days into the search, a volunteer found the 44-year-old alive with help from his unmanned drone. Julian Bustos telling local media he spotted Mabee with that personal drone in a densely wooded area near Columbia, saying he was shocked to see the man just lying there. Authorities think Mabee took a fall during his time in the woods. Mabee was found with life-threatening injuries, but has since been upgraded to fair condition. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
A sea of red on Wall Street, the Dow down 11 points, the NASDAQ off less than a point, and the S&P 500 down 5. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You think they'll be talking about education tonight at the first of two CNN Democrat presidential wannabe debates? You think they'll talk about education? I don't know. I hope they do. The man who wrote Public Schools, the worst case of child abuse in American history, his name is Jim Blocky. He is a Southern Nevada resident. And he joins us in studio. It's been a while, my friend. How you been?
Way too long. I've missed you.
How have you been?
I've been good. I'm old. You know, and so old people. God.
You spent how many years in the classroom?
22.
22 years in the classroom.
Got fired for the book.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got my job back. I fought for it and got my job back, but it took 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I was sitting at home waiting to be arrested for about 6 months. Because they were trying to arrest me for child abuse and all this stuff because they said I hit a kid. And even though they had video showing I didn't touch the kid.
Now the deal is if you were married to the school superintendent, that wouldn't be a big deal.
Well, for my wife it would be.
But well, I know. But I'm referring to the deal involving the former, not the superintendent, but the school board president.
Oh, yes. Yes.
The right case, I guess you'd call
they will not be talking about education. See, the Democrats love our education system. They love it.
Why?
Why? Because they teach against the Constitution is bad. You know, capitalism is bad. Look out for number one, selfishness, not helping anybody out. That's what they teach in the classroom. They teach these kids to, the government's a good. If you have trouble, the government will just take care of you little boys and girls. It's disgusting what they teach. That's why they won't teach history in our classrooms, real history.
By the way, just and you may or you may not know that, do we still teach civics?
It's sex ed. We teach kids how to have sex, and they're doing a great job of it.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
And Christians out there, you better get your heads out because what they're teaching, anything that God says is a sin, our schools teach as a virtue. And so we better start getting our act together and start figuring this out, And because it ain't going to be long. It may not happen in your or my lifetime, but we could be Venezuela in, 15 years real easy. I heard your statistics about how, 70% are against socialism. Well, that means 30% are. That's a lot.
Well, and we've seen the polling among millennials that a majority of millennials would rather live in a socialist country than in a capitalist country.
Certainly, because that's what they've been taught. They don't know any different. That's what they've been taught in our schools. People, 80% of the people and the kids in this country are going to go to a public school. And so what they learn there, they're going to take with them. They spend more time with your kids than you do almost. And to a lot of point, they spend more time with your kids than you will. Because you're there for 8 hours a day, 6 hours a day. That's a lot of time to influence you. And they don't teach education anymore. I mean, they don't educate. Excuse me. They don't educate anymore. Like reading, that's okay. Yeah, if we get a chance to, you know, that's fine. We'll teach them how to reading, but how to put on a condom, that's what's important.
I got to ask you, you may or may not know the answer to this question. What do you think of Jesus Jara, who is coming in from the outside, trying to change culture? He walked into a budget problem, you know, with the governor being sued and all of that, the modified business tax and money going right to education and, you know, wanting to fire 170 deans, and then rethinking and saying, oh, well, maybe not. What do you think of the job he's doing so far?
Well, you know what? It's an impossible job. And if you go in with the idea that you want to change things, I don't know what the word is, but physically or whatever, the change that you need to make, which is a budget cut, is we need to go back to just educating the basics. That way you get rid of a lot of teachers. You don't have to worry about the budget. You know, I mean, and so, I mean, I don't know a lot about Jesus. You know, he might really try. He might really have the heart for it. But, you know, he's not going to fit. Until you fix what we're teaching in our schools, we're not going to change anything. I mean, just look at all the, you know, we've had two shootings in a row. We've had the disrespect going on elsewhere. Well, the talk of what's going on in Baltimore. All these things, you're talking about a lack of respect. That's where this comes from. People have a lack of respect because there's no consequences, and they learn that in our schools. I think I've told you this story before where Dr. Ludwig, the guru, he was the at the time he was the guru, discipline guru of the country, he came and spoke to 1,100 of his teachers and said, if a kid hits you, spits on you, or slaps you, and he pointed at his teachers and said, it's your fault. Because when that kid told you to go blank yourself, you reacted by kicking him out of your classroom. What you should have done is you should have just ignored it. Yeah. Okay, so in other words, you can cuss out your teacher and there's no consequences for it. So, yeah, people are going to go out in society and kids are going to grow up and they're going to start shooting people, figuring, well, there's no consequences for it. Oops. I'm in jail for the rest of my life, or I get shot and killed. And, you know, I mean, there are consequences for things, for the way you act and for the lack of respect. And we do not expect respect in my classroom, which is one of the reasons I was hated by my principals. I did not accept anything but respect. You might not like me. I don't really care if you do or not, but you will respect me or you will not be in my classroom. And you will respect the other kids in that classroom so they can
learn. But what would happen when you were there for 22 years and you'd say, well, if you don't respect me, you're gone? Where would you send them? You'd send them to the principal's office.
Right.
And what would happen then? Nothing.
Yeah, well, actually, they did. My principal, he actually told the kids that, you know, Mr. B is an a-hole. And he would feed them lunch. So that was their consequences. So they had a real big incentive for getting kicked out of my class. But, I mean, it's not just my class. That's the way it is. That's the discipline or lack thereof that's going on in our school. That's the first biggest problem we have in our schools is the lack of discipline, the lack of consequences. You know, and I remember years ago when I was teaching, Kenny Gwynn was the governor, and I knew him pretty well. And I called him up, and I said, when there was a superintendent job open, I said, you know, I'd really like the chance to go for that. He says, Jimmy, he goes, I have no doubt that you could fix the school system, but you'd be fired in 2 months. Because you're too harsh and too hard on them, you wouldn't last. And I mean, and that's terrible. You know, parents out there, I don't care who you are, I don't care what, if your kid gets in trouble, never let the kid know that you're not on the teacher's side. If you have a problem with the teacher, go talk to the teacher, but never let your kid know it. Never let your kid. Kids always need to know you're on the side of the authority figures. You know, it may be hard to do, but I tell you what, if you don't, that kid's going to be disrespectful to that teacher for the duration.
Coming up, Jim Blocky. The book is Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. We're going to talk about solutions. We know that in the year 2019, our schools are failing us. In the case of the Clark County School District, Washoe, other districts around the state, we've got huge challenges ahead of us. How do we fix it? We're going to talk about that next. Live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Sam Peters, my buddy, my pal at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement, Sam's got it all. Call him right now for a free review. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. He's waiting for your call right now. Give him a call. Jim Blocky joining us. And I always love it when he comes in because we talk about education. And as you know, if you listen to this show for any length of time, we talk a lot about education. We realize on this program that our education is our future. The same people that are going to be our judges, our lawyers, our doctors.
Presidents,
rocket scientists, they're all in our public schools right now. And they're being underserved. They're being underserved dramatically.
They're being abused.
And the book, Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. We're talking about the problems. Give me some solutions.
First off, you have to realize that there is a problem and that this is the problem.
Do the teachers' unions think?
No.
There is no problem?
They don't think. They don't. All the teachers' union cares about is more and more teachers so they can get more and more dues. That's all they care about. They're a political party, a political powerhouse, and they brag about it. They've been, they're like the third largest.
They're kingmakers.
Yeah,
they're,
and that's what that's all they care about. If you read anything about the union, you go through there, you never see anything about students or education or anything like that. They throw in the word curriculum or education once in a while, but it's all about what they're going to do powerfully. So they are a useless entity. And most teachers don't agree with the union, but, they can't speak out. I mean, what happened? Look at what happened to me. I can't tell you how many teachers says, I love you on Facebook. I love what you say, but I will never friend you because if the school district finds out, they will torture me. And they realize that because they tortured me. I was tortured for years. I mean, that's why I had to retire after 22 years. So,
explain how that came about.
Well, I mean, I ran for Congress in 98 and 2000. I spoke openly about how terrible the school system is in this country. They didn't like that. They don't like the fact that I have solutions that will keep this a capitalistic country. And, this was a Christian country. The nation was founded on Christianity. There's two reasons why we have a country today, because they didn't like the taxes over there and they did not want to bow down to the king as a god. And that's why we have America. And so that's which is why these socialists don't want it taught. But to get back to, how to fix this thing, it's an easy fix. First off, teachers should never have discipline solve the discipline problems in the school, in their classroom, because that takes away from time from the students who want to be there to learn. That's the principal's job or the dean's job or whoever's, the assistant principal, whoever's assigned to that. That's their job, is to solve those discipline problems. Now, I'm not saying teachers kick a kid out for sneezing, but if a student is being disruptive and causing commotion in the classroom, yeah, okay, leave. Let the principal deal with it. Call the parent, and then you get rid of that. And kids figure this out. I'll give you a good example. Valley High School was one of those failing schools. Well, they give them more money, and I talked to one of the deans over there, and he says it's great walking around here. Is they gave us more money to kick kids out if they're disruptive. Valley became a successful school in 1 year because there was no disruptive problems. They removed those disruptive kids. Look at all the great movies about about schools. Now, was it Morgan Freeman did the one and Belushi? What was the first thing they did? They got rid of the crap. They kicked out all those kids who were disruptive. They kicked out, and then the schools became successful.
So where do those kids go, though?
Who cares? That's the parents.
It's going to be hanging out on street corners?
Well, then I would say the parents better get their act together and get the kid under control. But I don't want that kid, just because the kid's going to have to go out on a street corner, I don't want my kid to have to suffer. This is America, land of the free, and you don't have a right to an education. You have a privilege of it. But I tell you what, you don't have the right to ruin other kids' education, and that's what they do. So that's the first step in fixing the problem, is removing those kids. I guarantee you that a lot of those kids who are kicked out will come back and they'll have a different attitude if they see that C word. Consequences, oh my gosh, because that's, the people don't like that in this country nowadays because of what they're taught in our schools. And so that's the next thing you do, or the first thing you do. And then the next thing you do is you remove all the social subjects. get rid of all the opportunities liberals have to spread their message.
When did we begin doing that? Because I always remember growing up, and I'm sure you did too, the reading, writing, arithmetic mm-hmm. sort of thing. But we have expanded so far beyond that.
Well, you know,
how did that happen?
It's how evil works. They do things very slowly to where you don't even notice it. It's like the frog in the water thing, even though that's not true. I found out, I always use that as an example. Put a frog in the water and you boil it slowly, he'll just stay in there and boil. He won't. He'll jump out when it gets hot. But I mean, it's a good analogy. It happens so slowly you don't notice it. They just keep throwing things, little bits here. Oh, it's really good. Arts is really important. It really helps our kids. You know, I mean, my kid learned how to play the viola. He doesn't play the viola anymore. It was a waste of time, a waste of money. If you want your kid to learn how to play an instrument, go spend $20 an hour and have a teacher, you know, have one of the teachers who is no longer employed with the school district, have him teach your kid. And I mean, because it's ridiculous to have all this sex ed, multiculturalism. All these things are just, you know, ways of getting, basically, in my opinion, is get God out of there. You know, because multiculturalism is tolerance, which is hatred for anything that God feels is a sin. Now, I will tolerate a person, but I won't tolerate their actions necessarily. You know, I mean, a homosexuality is a good example. I have friends who are gay. One of my best men was a gay man, and not this marriage. I've been married before, but I mean, you know, and he died of AIDS 3 years later. I mean, but the point is I always try to tell him, I says, you know, there's consequences for this action, you know, and I don't hate homosexuals, but the act of homosexuality, God says, is a sin. And so we have to be against that. Well, in schools, they're taught that it's something you need to tolerate, and it's an okay lifestyle. And so those are the things, we need to get those things out of the school and just go back to teaching reading. Reading phonetically, by the way. And I've told you this before, I think on in previous time, you know, the way we teach how to read actually contributes to dyslexia.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. See, pictures are one side of the brain and the alphabet's the other side of the brain that jumbles you up.
Can you hang loose for just a couple minutes?
I'm a good hanger.
I like that. I like that. Jim Blocky joining us. The book, Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History. We're talking about solutions to problems with education, because these are problems that are going to live with us for decades to come. The kids that are being taught now in our public schools, they're going to be our leaders of tomorrow. It's a scary thought. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the major averages are lower in afternoon trading as U.S.-China trade talks resume with low hopes for progress after the president warned of difficulties arising between the two countries. Investors are also awaiting the Fed's decision on interest rates, which will be announced tomorrow with a 0.25 percentage point cut expected. And shares of Capital One plunging today after the financial services company announced a major data breach affecting 106 million people in the states. The stock slumping 7%, putting it on track to suffer its biggest one-day drop in 4 years. Capital One says that it expects the breach to increase costs by $100 to $150 million this year. And Under Armour stock is plunging close to 13% after the sports apparel company released mixed earnings results, with the brand continuing to struggle to win over shoppers in North America. The company says that sales are expected to be down slightly this year rather than flat as its previous forecast projected. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump weighing in on who he'll likely face off against in 2020.
I think he's off his game by a lot, But I think, personally, I think it's going to be Sleepy Joe.
The former vice president, part of tomorrow night's debating Democrats in Detroit. Tonight's high-profile candidates, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Healthcare is going to be a huge focus tonight, along with the economy. Beto O'Rourke, he needs to have a really big night, or else he risks losing even more momentum and money after that poor performance in the first debate.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. And a new college admissions tactic under scrutiny.
The Wall Street Journal reporting that the Education Department is investigating a loophole where wealthy parents transfer guardianship of their child in order to qualify for scholarships and other grants. Is it illegal? No, but it raises a whole host of ethical questions.
Fox's Jackie DeAngelis. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
The risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you have not read the book, Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History, you need to find it. Is this available better bookstores everywhere? What's
not right now. It's not. My publisher went out of business, and so I'm right now in the process of, I've rewritten it and so updated it. So yeah. I'm ready to publish another edition of it. If anybody knows anybody who wants to publish it out there, you know, let me know. Because it is. It's really important. And that's not because of me. I'm just telling, it's God-breathed. I could tell you that right
well,
now.
Well, and let's get into that for a minute. You spent 22 years in the classroom, and yet you go out and you speak to Christian groups not just here in Southern Nevada, but elsewhere as well. Can you talk a little bit about this thing's become almost a crusade for you? That it's kind of religious based in a way, but there are other aspects to it as well. Can you talk about why you do what you do and tell us what you're up to these
days?
Well,
God gives people missions and passions, and this has definitely been my mission and my passion. You know, it's like I was telling you during the break, a scripture that's always been with me since I started teaching is Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. And that's and when God talks about that, he's talking about truth. He's not talking about this stuff we spew in our schools, because that's not truth. That's not knowledge. You know, those are lies. And so it's just my mission. I need to tell people. I mean, and I will go out and speak to, if you have a ministry that a men's ministry or a church that you want me to come on Sunday, I can do it all. I'll speak to 2 people, 2,000 people. It doesn't matter. I'm not into this to try to make money. I have made nothing out of it. In fact, I have spent money doing this, and I don't have a lot of it. And I will do whatever I can, because this is something that is so essential, because our public schools are destroying this country. They take a large part of it. There's no way that that they would allow what's going on at our borders if we hadn't dumbed down. I don't want to say dumbed down, but numbed down our adults, our children into adulthoods through our schools. There's no way that would be happening right now if our kids were educated and they knew what this country was all about and they knew where the basis came from. This wouldn't be happening if we were to teach kids the correct method.
Do you worry when you see polls that show, as we talked about earlier, the fact that a majority of millennials, kids, they would prefer to live in a socialist country rather than a capitalist country. Does that worry you, or do you think there is hope for the next generation?
It scares me to death. I worry about my children, my grandkids. I mean, because, you know, honestly, and if you talk to millennials and ask them what socialism is, it's like a duh moment. They don't even know what socialism is. They don't have a clue. It's just something where the government's really sweet and they take care of you, and if you have a problem, they fix it. You know, they change your diaper. You know, and I'm just, you know, and it, that's not what this country is all about. And the lies that are spewed by the Democrats, and that's another thing that irritates me more than anything, is when I can't see us calling a Democrat, if you're a congressman and you call a Democrat congressman your colleague, you're lying to yourself. They're not your colleague. The reason they do to Trump what they do is because they realize that we are the enemy. We need to realize that the Democrats, or as I call them, the Democrats, and Judge Judy, I think, commented that one. But they're the enemy. You know, one of my most seen vlogs was when I played the part of Patrick Henry. And instead of saying the British are coming, I said, the liberals are coming, the liberals are coming. And they are more dangerous than the British right now. Because at least the British, we knew they had guns. We knew they were the enemy. We realized what they were trying to do. We knew beyond a shadow of a doubt what they're trying to do. People in this country have their head buried in the sand. They don't realize what the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to take our country over and make it a country other than what it was founded for. They hate the Constitution. They use the First Amendment, you know, for their benefit, but if we use our First Amendment, we're racist, you know, or conspiracy theorists. They always have a word for, you know, toning down our freedom of speech. They hate the Constitution. They hate this country, and we need to realize that now.
The president has been in hot water lately for tweets.
Because he's politically incorrect. That's why he got elected, people. I don't ever get upset. I mean, sometimes, yeah, maybe it is, but I love it. I love it when he tells these people the truth. You know, you were talking about what all these people need to do and what they need to say today on the stage. Why don't you tell them how you feel? Why don't you tell them what's in your heart? Why don't you tell them why you're running for president and stop trying to say what people want to hear? Say what's on it. Say the truth, because that's what Trump does. And when he gets attacked, he counterattacks. He doesn't attack people. He counterattacks them. But why? Because that's what the whole thing is all about. When I ran for Congress, I spoke the truth from my heart. I didn't tell somebody who was pro-choice that I was pro-choice, I was pro-life, but I believe in the law of the land. Some BS. I told them how I felt. You know, and that's what needs to happen. All these politicians out there, well, this is what you need. No, you tell me the truth. The one thing about Trump is you know how he feels about a situation. He doesn't leave you in the dark. You know where he stands. And that's how our politicians should be, instead of giving all this crap.
I told myself I was not going to ask this question, but I got to ask. Would you ever want to run again?
Oh, heck yeah. If the money was there, I'd run in a heartbeat. I mean, I love this country. I love everything about it, and I want to fix it. You know, and we were talking about the fixing of the problem. You know, we were talking about dyslexia beforehand. And, you know, before they instituted this way of learning how to read, 1 in 1,000 people were dyslexic. 1 in 1,000. The Dyslexia Institute just said there's between 50 and 20%. That's a 150 to 200% increase.
Did we ever fix it?
No. We call it different things, whole language. You know, phonics with whole language mixed into it, you know, but it's still that, you know, we still see pictures. You can't have pictures when you're teaching people how to read. Dr. Seuss even realized it. He said the worst thing this country ever did was to get away from phonics. Pictures messes up the mind, and that's what causes dyslexia, and that's why 40% of the people in this country can't read. If you can't read, then you can't really think for yourself, and you have to rely on someone else to tell you what's going on. Which is what the Democrats want to do. So you see, now we go back to phonics in our schools. That's the next thing we do, to go back to phonics, teaching phonics. And guess what we use as our primers? When this country first came out, it was the Bible. They used that as the primer. We learned to read using the Bible. Now we can't use that because some idiot said it's unconstitutional, even though our people who wrote the Constitution said it was constitutional, but what did they know? But anyway, so to use as primers, we use the Federalist Papers, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. So the kids learn how to read, and they also learn why the First Amendment was written. First Amendment wasn't written so you could go protest and block freeways. The First Amendment was written pretty much to protect Christianity from itself, was to protect us from a specific denomination taking over the country. That's the real reason the First Amendment was written. And Joseph Story, Joseph Story, he, you know, clarified that in 1844 in a court case.
You are amazing.
No, I'm not. I'm just knowledgeable. I just went out and sought and seek things out and you know what my biggest frustration is people don't ask me to come and speak enough.
Well, if they do want to have you come speak to their church group, their men's group, whatever it might be, where do they find you?
Just jimblocky@gmail.com. My name, jimblocky@gmail.com.
Spell it.
J-I-M, B as in boy, L-O-C-K-E-Y, @gmail.com. All you have to do is email me, and we can start a discussion, whatever. I mean, this has got to be fixed. And, you know, and remember I told you about the moppers thing, and you were wondering what's
exactly.
Okay.
Explain the moppers again.
The moppers, okay. If you come home, and there's an inch of water on your floor, what's the first thing you do? 90% of the people say they grab a mop. Okay, which is fine. You clean up the mess. You come home the next day, and guess what? You got another inch. You got to find out where the problem is. There's a leak somewhere, people. Fix the leak. Then grab the mop. And so we have to decide, and that's the way our education system, our country is in. Where's the problem in our country? Why do we have all this liberalism making such a dent right now? It's because of our education system, the curriculum, and what we're teaching. So do we want to be moppers and keep mopping up and, you know, stopping the transgender bathroom, which is good, stopping, you know, Common Core, which is good. All those things are good. That's not going to fix the problem. The problem needs to be fixed. We need to go back to the basics, discipline our kids, and get rid of all these social subjects. And then we become fixers and not moppers. So people out there, you have to decide for yourselves, are you a mopper or are you a fixer?
Jim Blocky, B-L-O-C-K-E-Y, the author of the book Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History.
And also, if you have any doubts, you can always contact you. You know how to get a hold of me.
I know how to get a little. In fact, I've got them in my speed dial. That's how good I am. Hey, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
We'll do it again, my friend.
Hey, sooner the better.
Jim Blocky, author and activist when it comes to your children. He wants what's best for your children. Stick around. It's our Water Wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell us what you want to talk about. and maybe something we talked about earlier in the day, and maybe something we talked about earlier this week, or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. We'll do that and more coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Berto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. I love Jim Blocky. I always talk about days like this being a friends and family day when you just have people that you really like and that are good people. Jim Blocky, Public Schools, the worst case of child abuse in American history. Check it out. And again, Jim Blocky, B-L-O-C-K-E-Y. And you got those, if you've got those church groups, men's club, any of those, he loves to go out and speak and spread the word. He's really, really good. And all of us, I think all of us, even those that don't believe as we do, I think all of us care about our schools. All of us want our schools to be better. And we need for them to be better. Otherwise, our kids are going to suffer. You know what we do in our final segment? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You talk about what it is that you want to talk about. I've got one line open. You want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. Let's begin. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, a quick hypothetical before I come to the point. Your governor, I got you on the radio. The year is about 2005 to 2007. The topic was prison overcrowding. And I'm going to ask Governor Wall. Governor Wall, who goes free? The drunk, not disorderly, just drunk in public, or the thief, the shoplifter? How do you answer, Governor Wall?
I would say if any of them are not safety risks.
You got to choose between one or the other. You want who goes free, the drunk or the shoplifter?
Both.
Well, you kind of, I guess Governor Givens was right. When I asked him that, he goes, it's just not that simple.
Oh, good there you day, go. Sir. There you go. I love that. You want to join us, you can. That's freed up a line. 844, the number 2, Nevada. Let's see. That is a tough one, though. The thief, the shoplifter, or the drunk. The drunk might be a danger to himself or others. And then you say, we got to make sure that doesn't happen. No, that might be a problem. The drunk would be a problem. Robert, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now.
Yes, sir. I would say send all the illegal aliens back to their country. 37% of the population, we're burning money, giving them 3 hots and a cot. Send them back, and then we can use that money for the wall and also get some room in the cells for American prisoners.
Can I tell you, we gave you the stats from here in Nevada, and there are tons of illegals who are in our jails and in our prisons in this state. It's kind of scary. Tonight, the first night of Democrat presidential wannabes. And by the way, for a lot of them, it's going to be their last. And it's kind of sad, you know, when you see these guys and you've seen them on the stump. And then all of a sudden you say, well, they're done. The president was out today making a speech. He was in Williamsburg, Virginia. And do you notice what the president's doing? He's going to states that he wants to carry in 2020. Did you notice that? I want you to hear from Rick Santorum. Let's go to cut 6, because he and Rick Santorum and Van Jones talked about the Trump strategy. This is cut 6. Cut 6. Talked about the Trump strategy on the Baltimore tweets, Elijah Cummings. Listen to this.
Listen, don't discount the people who live in these communities who hear Donald Trump saying really nasty things about him, said, you know what? He's right. No. And you know what? He hasn't done anything to help. And you say, well, that isn't going to happen because you guys are out here calling him a racist. But the reality is some people are sitting there hearing this and saying, you know what? He's absolutely right. And that happened in 2016. He was out there saying nasty things about a lot of people and about a lot of things that were going on in this country. And some people said, you know what? He's right.
But it's also what turns off.
Van, and then we got to go.
Let me just say something. There is this thing called Blexit, which is like, you know, blacks exiting the Republican Party. And this idea that Democrats have let us down and Democrats, whatever. This is the worst possible way to execute that strategy.
I don't disagree with Van Jones. If all you did was say, hey, Blexit, I think, is something that is going to take hold. We already know that Trump did really well with Hispanics, for instance. We know he did well with Hispanics in 2016. He is going to probably do better in 2020. And the same thing's going to happen with African Americans. We know that. I want to give the final few words. And darn it, I talked myself into a corner. And I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of Jon Stewart. Let's go to cut 7. We're not going to be able to get it all in, but I'll be able to get part of it in. After the 9/11 compensation bill was signed, he was at a photo op with Kirsten Gillibrand.
Our next speaker is Jon Stewart. And I have to say, this is a man who didn't have to do what he did. He spent all the capital he had gained over a lifetime of success, and he spent it helping the people here.
Yes, I think we can all agree I'm the real hero. hard not to see it that way. This has been the honor of my life to work with the men and women behind me. Today it's about the heart.
That's Jon Stewart. Nah, and again, I don't always agree with him politically, but it's high time that they got this compensation to these 9/11 heroes. I mean, it really honestly is. That's going to just about do it. We'll have reaction, your reaction, and others. Mercedes Schlapp is going to join us tomorrow. She is a former senior advisor to the president, now working on the reelect campaign. What did she think of these 10 Democrat presidential wannabes? Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your day, live and local, now.
Can exhale, because unfortunately the pain and suffering of what these heroes continue to go through is going to continue. There have been too many funerals. Too many hospices. These families deserve better. And I'm hopeful that today begins the process of being able to heal without the burden of having to advocate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.